Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So after giving birth to a baby boy, Marissa Meyer, the youngest CEO of a Fortune 500 company, is coming back to her troubled company after taking a week or two of maternity leave. Her speedy return to work is one that shareholders and working moms will be watching closely. You may want to comment on the issues for a CEO mom in the 21st century workplace, or you could take the CEO out of the question entirely and tell us a story of some of you, just plain moms out there who have faced similar choices returning to work from maternity leave. If you even took maternity leave, call us at 877-8MYTAKE or go to thetakeaway.org. Journalist and TV producer and mom Denise Albert will be watching Marissa Meyer's comeback. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So in terms of the women of the world in the 21st century and in the United States, I think we're talking about largely here, is 2 weeks a lot, a little, or just about right in this century of women in the workplace and CEO being the case for Marissa Meyer?
Well, I think it depends on the person. I think for most people, it's obviously not enough. But I think for her, it probably is enough. I think that she's going to sort of figure out her own journey. And I think it probably is. She's a worker. She probably loves what she does. And she would be bored at home.
And, you know, there are three identities at work here. There's the identity of Yahoo as a company. There's the identity of Marissa Meyer as a woman and mom. And then there's the identity of her as a CEO. All three are in play here, and all three are really on the block. The stakes couldn't be higher.
Well, the stakes are really high, and I think that's probably one of the reasons why she's going back to work so quickly, but it's also who she is. I mean, she took this job when she was pregnant, so she obviously knew that this was going to be an issue for probably more so for the rest of the world than it is for her. I went right back to work after the birth of my second son.
What did people say?
You know,
a lot of support, people rooting for you.
I think people think it's crazy. But, you know, again, it's an individual decision. For me, it was because of the project that I was working on. It was my own, and nobody else could have done it. So that was a choice that I made. Looking back, it was probably not the greatest thing for me mentally and emotionally, but I couldn't have done it any other way. I love what I do. And so when you love what you do, work isn't a job. Marissa Meyer's in a very high-powered position. She knew this going into it, and she'll figure out how to be a mom and how to work.
I'm thinking that Marissa Meyer would have taken a bigger hit not taking this job because she was pregnant, or even if she had said she was or didn't say, people would have concluded that was the reason, than she has taken, or would have generated more questions about her decision taking the job and actually returning to work after 2 weeks.
Well, good for her for taking it and good for them for offering it to her. My first job, I worked at a network while I was pregnant, and people were always talking, oh, are you coming back? They were trying to take resumes for my job. I think it's a very hard position for a hardworking woman when you're pregnant. You do have to find the right balance. And I don't know, you know, if there always is one. For me, I've always been able to sort of finagle it so that I can find the right balance. But it wouldn't be right for someone else. So I think it's great that they offered her the job and that she took it while she was pregnant. I think that says a lot for working women.
And certainly in the network business, there are stories, legendary stories, of the intolerance in the workplace for women who do need to take time off in the very, very competitive environment. Lots of very high-profile network people who have told that story. Let's get a couple of comments from our listeners. Stand well back. Here's just some of what you posted on Facebook over the weekend. Paul Scheiman says, good for her, but I worry that employers will use her as a misogynist point when other women want to take maternity leave. Jill Hecht Maxwell said, gross. Mara Ferguson told us that it was entirely Marissa Meyer's decision to make, and women should be able to do what they wish in regard to maternity leave. However, echoing what you were saying, Denise, I think it's sad for her baby and is detrimental to the mother-newborn attachment bond. Some concerns about the consequences. It's a hard balance.
It is a hard balance. But, you know, again, I think every person makes their own decision and they do what works for them. Again, this wouldn't work for everyone. I am sure and very confident that she will find a way to be a fantastic mother and to do her job well.
Now, why is it not the case that as the CEO, it doesn't matter? She's the boss. There's no like boss above her saying, well, what are you doing here? You know, what's your decision? Are you staying away?
No,
from
she's
work?
Doing it because that's what she wants to do. I mean, and she would listen again. When I was on maternity leave my first time, I took 12 weeks off. I was bored out of my mind. The second time I went right back to work, also not the best scenario. I think that you need to find a balance. If you take a few weeks, and if you're a worker and you love what you do and you feel, I mean, she, how could she not be there, really, is the first part of the equation. But she also wants to be there.
So two kids, 12 weeks versus a week of maternity leave. Both kids doing just fine.
My kids are
great. One seriously scarred. What's the story?
No, neither.
Let's get into it here.
None of them are scarred. They're actually doing well. And, you know, I think, again, my boys look at me as a hardworking businesswoman. And that's really important. And I see them, you know, all of the time. And you know, she will see her baby and her baby will be fine.
Listener Tara Lynn Wall maybe wants us to mind our own business here. We have no right to judge her, referring to Marissa Meyer, or make moral judgments of whether she will have a good or poor bond with her child based on this decision. If she was a man, this wouldn't even be a topic of conversation, and society fails to acknowledge that husbands are just as capable of taking care of their young as their wife is. Do you think socially the general sort of detachment of spouses and partners from this job has had social consequences that we put on women altogether?
Yeah, I think it's on women, the fact that we've been having this conversation. I mean, men go back to work the day after. I mean, obviously they didn't go through the process and have the baby. But if she has a husband who can be there, you know, just as much or equally as she can. Again, I'm sure that this is something that they've planned really well, and their baby will be fine.
So your boys think of you as a hardworking businesswoman.
They do.
Right? And as a hardworking businesswoman, what do you think is supposed to happen to the stock of Yahoo as Marissa Meyer comes back? Is it supposed to jump up? Is it supposed to, you know, is there going to be concern?
There should be no concern. It should be exactly what it would be, you know, in the marketplace today. It should have nothing to do with the birth of her child.
Lots of you talking about this.
I was wondering, has anybody thought about the baby here? Is it good for the baby to have his mom only be with him for a week after he's born?
Of course, she's CEO of Yahoo. She could probably, like, Skype directly into his crib, right?
She could bring her baby to work, I'm sure. I'm sure that she's spending plenty of time with her baby.
All right. Denise Albert is a journalist and television producer, and you've actually started an advocacy group to actually extend this conversation. Tell me a little bit about that.
We have a website called themoms.com. It's a lifestyle brand, and it's a place to have conversation just like this.
Denise Albert, journalist and television producer, took 12 weeks of maternity leave for one child and almost zero for the second child. The kid's doing fine. We're talking about the return of the return of Marissa Meyer, the youngest CEO of a Fortune 500 company, to Yahoo. Denise, thanks so much.
Thank you.